Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
John, it's being called the biggest conservation deal in U.S. history. The state of Florida has struck a tentative $1.75 billion deal to buy a sugar company and 300 miles of its land. It's a move that would help restoration efforts of the Everglades, and it's been hailed by environmental groups. It's also the state's largest land acquisition ever. Lots of history being made there. Damien Cave is following the story for the New York Times. And Damien, let me get this straight. The sugar company is selling their land for $1.75 billion. In return, they are going to go out of business. That right?
That's correct. They have 6 years to lease the land from the state and to continue their business as usual as they dismantle their company, basically, and then turn over the land and all the assets to the state. That includes a railroad, that includes orange groves, it also includes a sugar mill. So it's quite a momentous deal, and the state is getting quite a lot for its money, but a lot of things that you don't normally get in a land acquisition.
Okay, U.S. Sugar Corporation, which is one of the largest producers of sugar in the country, why in the world would they give up what has been a pretty successful business for this deal?
Well, they've had this business, for 77 years, and it's something that no one did think they would give up. But in recent years, they've had some trouble with a new mill that they put in, and the state really started to lean on them in terms of regulations. And so when the CEO went and told his workers yesterday why he sold out, one of the things he said is, listen, the state could push us off our land in other ways, not with $1.75 billion. There was a sense that the sustainability of the company was in question because of its location in a key area between Lake Okeechobee and the Everglades, because of the regulations, and also because of increased global trade. You know, a lot of sugar is coming in more from Mexico, and prices have the potential to drop. So the sustainability of the company, I think, was in question.
So the company's going to cash out while they can. And what does that mean for the Everglades? Are we talking about restoration to its original natural state, parts of it, all 300 miles?
Well, the Everglades will never be the Everglades like it was 150 years ago. There's just simply been too much development in South Florida. But this is a major boon to the Everglades because it is in a key location between Lake Okeechobee and Florida Bay, as I said. Now, how natural this will go back to is something that's still a matter of debate. Some of the folks in the water district, which will take control of the land for the state, suggest that there need to be reservoirs and pumps and different things to manage the water flow because you do still have development in certain areas, and the land has been used for so long by agriculture that it's simply not in its natural state. But a lot of environmentalists are very hopeful that this will bring them closer to a true Everglades as it was than ever before.
But Damien, it seems as though the environmentalists are really focused on the fact that, as you say, Lake Okeechobee is going to be reconnected to Florida Bay, the natural sort of water flow that was there for, I gather, tens of thousands of years is now going to be restored. That by itself will certainly change things.
Exactly. I mean, it's for a lot of these environmentalists, this is the culmination or the potential culmination of a major dream. I mean, they were giddy when I was talking to them yesterday. I mean, literally like kids in a candy store.
Giddy so environmentalists. I'm trying to visualize that, Damien.
Well, one woman said she would be doing cartwheels, so that should give you an idea.
Now I'm giddy.
So what happens next? This is a tentative deal. Does it need to be passed by the legislature? Does the governor need to sign it? What happens as this goes forward?
The governor and the CEO signed a statement of principles yesterday. It does not need to go through the legislature because the state has already created a mechanism for land acquisition for the Everglades. So basically, it in some ways goes through more of a corporate structure where the company's board and the company's shareholders need to decide if this is something that they want. And there will be difficult negotiations going forward between the state and the company over the exact nature of the land. In some cases, the land is not contiguous, so in order to figure out how the water flow would go from Lake Okeechobee South, they might have to swap land with other companies, and that could get complicated, too.
Okay. Damien Cave reporting from Florida for us, for the New York Times, on the Everglades and efforts to potentially restore them.
Thanks, Damien.
Sure, thank you.
That, of course, is a story on the front page of the New York Times. And, you know, really, environmentally, this is the equivalent of blowing up a dam, a big dam that has blocked a river for generations. I mean, this is a really big impact.
Like he said, like Damien said, it's going to be some very complicated negotiations before it's all said and done.
And giddy environmentalists.
Giddy.